blur of orange light in the top left peripheral vision. I looked and there were three of these circular orange balls in the sky, orbs, high up, flew across really fast, stopped instantly above my property. You can actually initiate forms of communication, forms of contact with some of these intelligences through the medium of meditative consciousness. At face value, that sounds like an absolutely ridiculous thing to claim, that you can make telepathic communication and have contact events. That something changes in the brain when you have an experience that's beyond the normal. It kind of invites you to either just lock yourself away and forget that you ever experienced that, or it sends you down the road of seeking and trying to find answers. I went out into my garden in a completely sober state, projected intentions mentally, and orbs showed up. And I wasn't a meditating practitioner. I'm not a yogi. I haven't, disciplined myself in meditation. But I just started getting into these very basic, in through the nose, out through the mouth, calm the brain, calm the thoughts, and just start from that position of stillness in my back garden at night.
And these are like breathing techniques.
Yeah, just that very calm, breathe through the nose, through the mouth, get yourself calm, try and shut down the chattering mind that's constantly running. And when it got into those quiet spaces, I would start to just very coherently model my thoughts around the idea that I want something to turn up. So, I mean, people might call this a prayer, like saying to the universe, like, show me, I want to see, I'm ready. If there is something out there that can hear this, that can respond to this, I'm ready, I want to see you. If you believe that consciousness is the fundamental force of all things, that love is the most important force in the universe, come and see me. I wasn't trying to mess around with anything dark and malicious. I was really trying to bring those energies up into a very positive space, which people laugh away. But again, if you understand biophysics, you wouldn't, because you would understand that we're actually electrochemical beings and our emotions produce incredible amounts of energy.
What was it that you experienced?
I experienced a lot of things, man.
Can you describe it?
Yeah, it starts off lightly. It certainly started off lightly with things that could be considered. I mean, I've always watched the sky. I've always been someone who would lie down in the field and look up at the sky at night. Look, there's a satellite. So I'm not, someone who was ignorant to what goes on in the night sky. I started seeing initially an influx of what you could call satellites. They certainly look like satellites, just way more of them than I've ever seen in my life in one time. Like, we're talking, 15 to 20 of them coming across in the space of 3 minutes from different areas of the sky. But like, why is it so busy? I mean, they're not moving in any weird way. They're just traversing like normal satellites, but there's a lot of them. So it was like that was the first initial hint that something might be going on. It was enough to at least keep me engaged because it felt like there was something going on. Then, and this is over the course of days, right? Days and weeks of going out, doing this stuff, seeing these lights, seeing these satellites in higher numbers. Then some of them would start to glow very brightly as they were traversing. So they'd be coming across the sky. And for anyone who already knows about this stuff, I'm already aware of iridium flares, which you get from iridium satellites, where the sun reflects off the satellite and creates a flash. But you actually need to be out at very specific times for that. And people who are obsessed with these things, they kind of, wait. They have their camera ready for that, just that right traversal moment. I was getting these white orbs coming over like this, and then they would start to glow and flash and then recede back down. And this was happening 3, 4, 5 times with one of them as they were coming across. Not one flash, but flash, flash, flash.
Did any of them communicate with you?
Well, this is the thing, is that I was, at least in my mind, sending some form of confirmatory, like, is that you? Flash. I mean, is that a communication? It's rudimentary, but it certainly felt like there was some form of responsivity from whatever this flash, whatever this light phenomena was, and the thoughts that I was, at least in my mind, imagining I was projecting from me. And it really did feel like this was a step-by-step progression, because it started to kind of progress from there to fast-moving white objects that would flash and move in strange directions, curve upwards and do directional changes that satellites can't do. It was all starting to become even weirder. It was like layering it on week.
What was
by
the weirdest
week.
Thing that you saw?
I had 4 experiences with orange orbs of light, including one time where they came and hovered about 3 feet above the roof of my house.
Did they do anything?
Blew my mind. But apart from that, no, like they didn't do anything in terms of a communication to me directly. But I was, again, outside in my back garden doing what had become my usual routine at this point. And this was in like August of 2019. It was quite warm. So I was out in the UK. Obviously, it's pretty cold in this place. You know that. And I was out in my back garden. It was a summer evening. And I was looking up at the sky and I was doing what I'd been doing for a few weeks now, which was projecting my thoughts. And I saw a blur of orange light in the top left peripheral vision. I looked and there were three of these circular orange balls in the sky, orbs, high up, flew across really fast, stopped instantly above my property, very high up, but literally went, zoop, froze. And then they started this weird movement. I could see them rotating around each other. Then I noticed that they were actually starting to descend down from the sky. And so they were coming. I was literally at the back of my garden looking towards my house, which is probably no more than, you know, maybe just double this
length
of this room. I was shocked. I wasn't scared. I was rooted in place, though, like shocked, just staring at this thing. So many people say, like, why wouldn't you get your phone out? Like, dude, like you do not understand. When you are seeing something that literally does not make sense, you do not take your eyes off of it. At least from my experience, the idea of doing this and unlocking my phone and looking at the brightness, none of that was even entering my head. Very selfish, because you're just like, I just need to look at this. I just need to look at this. They came down. They were doing this weird rotating movement, very smooth, three of them, in this like almost like fireflies, but they were quite big. And they froze about 3 feet, 5 feet above the roof of my house. They're about basketball sized, which is weird, because I could see them from quite a high altitude. So it makes me wonder if like they decreased in size as they were coming down. And from my perspective, I couldn't see that, because they shouldn't be that size if they were also visible, really visible in the sky. So something happened there. 3 feet above the roof of my house, one here, one here, one here, in like a loose triangle. They looked like, as a camera guy, there's an effect called bokeh, where you take a camera and you outfocus it and lights just become circles, right? It's quite a famous effect they use in like on like highways at night, and it's just like different colored circles. They look like bokeh. They look like these, they didn't even look spherical or 3D. They look like circular, slightly transparent, slightly kind of like ghost-like orange lights, but they weren't giving any light onto the roof. There was no glow of light, and these were just made of light. So that's something that I've always wondered about. How can you see something that's producing light and there's no scattering of light onto the surfaces around it? It's a very strange phenomena, but this was the closest, and I had three other experiences with those orange orbs. That's not even the first one. It's just the closest and easiest to describe in a short period of time. The first one was a giant triangle of them in the sky, about 30 of them.
Jay, what would you say to people that have said that because you went through a dark sort of time and you were looking for this, it was your brain playing tricks on you? Because as you know, our brain is probably even crazier than UFOs and the things that it does when we're looking for things. And so what kind of proof would you give to anybody who's kind of like, this is just your brain that was playing tricks?
Fascinates me, man. Very well could be our brain. What does that mean? You know, what does that mean? Like for me, it's kind of, it's less about saying like, oh, no, they were aliens. They were some sort of alien probe. It's not, no, it's about that. It's like, I went out into my garden in a completely sober state, projected intentions mentally, and orbs showed up. That's all I've got for you. That's my story. How do you feel about it? That's where I am at. So like, yeah, I've considered that. Even the Buddhists would consider that a tulpa, a psychic projection, something that's actually occurring within the psychic space of your own perception. Maybe if someone else who was in the back garden next to me was here, they wouldn't have seen them. And it's quite possible. But I have taken friends out into fields at night after having my own experiences and going up to them like, guys, like, you know, you wouldn't believe what I've been going through. And they've experienced things, not necessarily orange orbs, but they've seen flashes and strange things in the sky that even they can't explain. So I would say to people that even though I don't have evidence for my experiences, you certainly can go out and gather that evidence yourself, but be cautious.
Can this evidence be photographed and videoed, or is it something that's...
Yeah.
You can't...
No,
because Luis Elizondo, in that book, mentions orbs in his house, and he's we discussed earlier, he's a counterintelligence officer, and he discussed him and his family when he was investigating UFOs, seeing these green orbs in his house, and his family would see it, and his neighbors would see it. And my first question to him was, why didn't you rig up your house with CCTV to catch these green orbs? And he apparently, that didn't come to him. I've looked throughout that entire book. I've looked through podcasts. He never answers it. So my question to you would be, if you experienced this in your back garden, how come you've never just rigged up some CCTVs to capture footage of it?
There's two answers to that. One of them is that I am just not a rich man, so I don't have the ability to get like kind of 360 fisheye multi-spectrum cameras, which is what you want. You want something that's fixed, that's covering the entire sky, that's looking at multiple spectrums of visible light and infrared and ultraviolet. I just have my phone, and I have gone out and tried to do it in terms of like getting evidence. And this is where it gets into the stranger side of it, the more subtle side of it, because again, I was doing this in a process that requires meditative consciousness. Like, this is an element of this, and this is not woo-woo, this is not spiritual, this is not magical. In my opinion, this is biophysics. This is quantum mechanics and biophysics. It's just that we're just on the bleeding edge of understanding that in our modern world, so it still looks magical. It's not. It's not science. The reason why, personally, I was struggling to record it was because when I was out there getting into these states of consciousness and holding my phone up, I would start focusing way more on the phone, way more on why haven't they turned up yet? Come on, my arm's hurting. Like, all these, those are what we call like neural chatter, like default monkey mind neural chatter. That is pollutant to meditative consciousness, right? That takes you out of the meditative state. Now, I'm not saying you can't evidence this stuff. I'm just saying it's really hard. It's really hard because if you're dealing with very subtle communication methods that involve kind of intention and precision of thought and precision of emotion and bringing these energies up, the idea of you being able to do that while simultaneously looking for your iPhone and waiting for these things to turn up, it's very difficult.
And do you think they're trying to communicate to us explicitly, or do you think it is subtle and it's for those who are on a higher level of consciousness? You only experienced this after you went through that period and after you kind of reached this high level of consciousness. Do you think the average Joe can experience this and can communicate with these orbs?
Probably not. I think that everyone has the ability, but not everyone's going to. And in my opinion, it almost felt like a baby steps learning program to advancing your consciousness. You know, you get to a certain state, something turns up and almost goes, well done. There you go, a bit of confirmation that something's going on. So I would say that not everyone is interested in that. So, you know, it'd be weird to expect everyone to be able to do these things, because not everyone's interested in doing these things. I would say that whatever this intelligence is, it's obviously far more evolved than us on not just like a potentially technological level, but also on a conscious level. You could call that a spiritual level if you want to. That it's just waiting for us to reach that level. If you can, in a fleeting moment, because I am not, you know, I'm not some ascended master, I'm just a normal guy. I just happen to be able to get into some very fleeting states of consciousness that seem to produce these results. I would never claim that I'm in that state all the time. I'm a very normal person. And that's why it actually inspired me. Because when I had these experiences, I was like, well, I'm just a normal guy. I'm just a normal person. If I can do this, surely everyone else can do this. And so I started going out into the middle of the forest near me where no neighbors were, putting a camera on a tree branch and just kind of going like, hello world, like I've had these experiences. This is what I think about them. And I started putting that online. And that was the inception of Project Unity, was, you know, these experiences lit a fire underneath me that I had to try and get some form of answer. Certainly don't feel like I've got answers. I feel like I've got more developed questions. But yeah, it seems to change people when they have these experiences. In fact, when we were speaking on the phone, I said that I think that there was almost a level of neural plasticity, that something changes in the brain when you have an experience that's beyond the normal. And like I said before, it kind of invites you to either just lock yourself away and forget that you ever experienced that, or it sends you down the road of seeking and trying to find answers.